This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong. In Malaysia's warm, tropical climate, it is always important to stay hydrated and stay healthy. And a great way to fulfill both goals is like a nice refreshing juice or a really tasty smoothie. So today I speak to Gary Low, director of Juice Lab, Stephen Lim, co-founder of Juice Lab, and Andrew Liu, another co-founder of Juice Lab, to talk about Juice Lab's journey and how it separates itself as unique in a very oversaturated F&B market. First off, so let's just talk about Juice Lab as a concept. So how did you guys come about this idea, and why did you venture into this particular business?
Okay, I started this business in 2010. So as per current, it's almost 7.5 years. So how I come across this business is, I think juice business is an evergreen industry. The time I quit my IT job, so I spent 2 years to establish this business. And we just rebranded last year. So I have two partners to join in. And we gone through a major rebranding. And then we come up with a new brand called Juice Lab.
Right. So I believe Lot 18 was established in 2010, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, why did you guys decide to rebrand it?
Because, like, Lot 18, the name is not related. Like, for the customer first impressions, they can't relate to, Lot 18 is selling what products? So that's why we rebrand to become a Juice Lab. So at least people will think about, Juice Lab, maybe it's just selling juice-related company.
Right, I see. So just basically making the name a bit more specific so people can, you know, from their first impressions, they kind of already know, okay, this is the deal. So what are among some of the products or services that Juice Lab offers?
Our products, we are very focused in avocado. Okay, so because in the market, I think we are the first juice brand that's focused a big varieties of the avocado juice. Yeah, then I believe we can stand a very outstanding compared to our competitors. That's why we are very focused on these directions.
From what I can see here, you guys also offer like fruit platters and weekly body detox programs. You also cater for events as well if people want to take the healthier route with their catering options. And you also have a few road shows and things like that. So it's not just related to juice.
Right, exactly.
Right,
exactly.
I see. I think that's really interesting because when you think about maybe some of the competitors, it's literally just the one product, but the fact that you guys offer a variety seems to help you guys to stand out. And speaking of that, right, this is a kind of business that is quite common, right, in Malaysia in terms of the fact that you can go pretty much anywhere and you'll find at least one place serving a cold beverage of some kind,
right.
Whether or not it is fruit related. You know, so how did you guys decide to focus on like the avocados juice? And how do you guys, apart from that, how do you stand out from the competition?
Probably like from our perspective itself, right, as to what you have just mentioned, thanks for putting us into a very competitive market space kind of like context. So first of all, I think every business has its own strategies, and the strategies that Juice Lab has is basically like, you know, we believe that people is getting more like, you know, health conscious. So what can we actually do by delivering, you know, our products to their front end itself? That's the reason that why we actually started off with like corporate towels. So those like five-star lobby that has a proper like space for us to actually like, you know, bring our Juice Lab into that particular building itself to make sure that we can actually deliver a healthy like, you know, products to them. And secondly, we also like targeting very much into a niche market such as like universities, such as like so-called like medical center and also a tourist spot itself. So as you can see from the list of locations that we have, right, we do not have a single location in shopping mall itself. So that is basically like the strategies that we have in a location-wise. So that is basically the upcoming so-called like additional locations that we are going to bring in Juice Lab as well. That, as you can see, which is, you know, zero shopping mall in the list for now.
Right. So can you give us a few examples of some of the outlets that you guys have and like why you guys chose those locations?
Okay. So all together in the list that we are allowed to basically like announce it, which is the six locations, Monaro Hapsings, which is targeting on the corporate towers. Then we have Monaro Standard Chartered as well. So it's also targeting on the corporate so-called target audience as well. Then we have two university locations, which is Sunway University and also Taylor Lakeside University as well. They're targeting on all these students that willing to basically have a healthy juice every day in the mornings or throughout the days itself, rather than just some other beverages that they have in the campus. Then we also have a medical center, which is Sunway Medical, which is they have it in the new tower that they have at the lobby. So that's where that people can be the visitors. The doctors, the nurse, even the staff as well. So that's basically the location that we have. And the last one, which is we also targeting, which is the Central Market. Central Market, Jalan Kasturi specifically. So that's where that you will have a mixture of tourists. We still remember that the first day that during the opening day itself, right, all together we counter it, we have about 11 countries tourists that drop by to basically share the opening ceremony with us.
Wow, I think that's really interesting and definitely not what you would think of initially when you think of where you could find a juice place essentially.
Exactly.
So
and moving forward also we have three new locations which is coming. So good news to people in Desa Park City, the community that we have. So we are bringing in Desa Park City. So and we have a community that's coming from Cyberjaya as well that has been asking us about can we have a juice lab kiosk over there. So good news to them, we are bringing in also into Prima Avenue, basically the location of it. And the third one's going to be the students from a UCSI. Yeah, we are bringing in the juice lab into the campus itself.
I think especially targeting campuses is really smart. I kind of look back to the days when I was at university, and as a university student you don't have a lot of healthy options, right? You have a certain budget and a lot of that budget is going to go to instant noodles, right? So to get that kind of added nutritional value and to have that so accessible on campus, I think is a really smart decision.
Yeah, you have a very good point, and that's the reason that why we also have Smoothie of the Day campaign throughout the week itself. Then probably Gary can actually share a little bit on our Smoothie of the Day.
Okay, every day we are having promotions for this Smoothie of the Day. So Monday we are having our berries. So it's a combination of the blueberry and strawberry smoothie. And then Tuesday is mango Waitago. The one is a combination of the mango and Waitago. These are new combinations that we just changed our menus. And then Wednesday will be dragon fruit, dragon lady. And then Thursday is our avocado day. So avocado day is our famous and then our signature product. And then you can get a very cheap price at $7.50 on that day. Okay. Then Friday will be a mango tango. It's a banana and mango.
First of all, love all the names. The names are so good.
That's why we are left, right? It sounds complicated.
Yeah, it sounds all very, very, very scientific and very cool. But kind of segueing from that, why did you guys decide to make your signature product an avocado smoothie? Because avocados are quite an expensive product. And I say this as someone that goes to the grocery store and then wants to buy an avocado and then looks at my wallet and I'm like, well, maybe not today. Maybe not today. So why did you guys decide to focus on that specifically?
The reason why we actually focus on avocado is because the fruit itself is actually a premium product, right? As you rightly mentioned, because of it being a premium product, not a lot of juice operators out there actually sell it as their products, right? So we are trying to carve a niche market for ourselves, and this is what we have done. And obviously, avocado being a premium product and is very well received in this country, which is one of the reasons why we actually went with avocado. And of course, the diversity of avocado itself, it can be mixed with a whole lot of other ingredients to make it special. So like what Gary mentioned earlier, we have got close to 10 different variations of avocado drinks, all the way from avocado with milk, right? That is the most basic one, but it's also a bestseller, all the way to avocado with Milo, right? So that's one of our probably more innovative kind of recipe. But again, it's also one of our best sellers and something that our customers come back day to day for.
the avocado as an ingredient, I think, is quite quite simple, right? It doesn't necessarily clash flavor-wise with a lot of things. So you are kind of allowed to experiment a lot with the variations of flavors that you can come up with in that sense. So I don't think anyone would have thought of mixing avocado and Milo together, right? It sounds like such a weird combination. But you did. So, you know, now it turns out that that's a flavor profile that people respond well to. And I think that's really, really interesting. So kind of based off what you guys have said, some of your juice mixes or kind of smoothie mixes, they sound quite unusual, right? Like, for example, the avocado and Milo one. You know, how have you found the response to those more unusual sounding ones?
I think overall, the recipes or the products we have launched has been very well received overall. And I think part of the reason why is Malaysians being pretty adventurous when it comes to food. Right. So when we launch a new product, most of the time, we don't really have to sell to the customers that much. When I look at the post and say, oh, that's new, let's give it a try. And most of the time, they try it and say, it's pretty good, right? And that became their all-time favorite moving forward. And being their all-time favorite doesn't mean that they don't venture to other stuff as well. So like just a couple of months ago, we ventured out of juices. We actually created what we call smoothie bowls. That is, again, avocado base. We have got banana base. We have got mango base as well. And that, again, is a very alternative choice as breakfast or as tea time breaks. And that has been proven in universities as well as corporate towers too.
And also not to mention, you know, smoothie bowls at the moment are a very big Instagram food trend.
It is.
guess who spends too much time on the Foodstagram tag? So I think it's not only just that you guys tap into the fact that it is healthy and the fact that you guys use premium ingredients, but also the kind of, I guess, trendability, if that's even a word, of certain kind of concepts like the smoothie bowl in order to appeal to your demographics as well, right?
Right.
I see. All right, we're going to take a break to play some music, but after that, I'll be continuing my conversation with Gary Lowe, Stephen Lim, and Andrew Liu of Juice Lab. Stay tuned.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
This is Enterprise. I'm Christine Wong, and I'm speaking to Gary Lowe, Stephen Lim, and Andrew Liu of Juice Lab. So I'm kind of interested in knowing a little bit more about the services that you offer, including your health and wellness programs, because that is something that I find very interesting and unique about Juice Lab. So can you share with us the nature of those programs and how they work?
Well, I think, as compared to, other players in the market right now today, so not many of them basically focus on the corporate business. So to this is like, as a start, we also don't believe into like corporate business as well. We thought that, we have to go and knock the doors and, to basically like sell our package to them. But when time goes by, right, we actually got a lot of like requests that's coming from the corporates as a client itself, because to them, it's like we found that, hey, they do actually have a monthly kind of like, employee health day. So to them, it's like, taking care of the employee's health is actually part of the responsibility. As a corporate itself. So that's why that they have been actually sending us quite a lot of like inquiry on that. That's why that we come up with the a package that we can actually work quite dynamically with the corporate client in their so-called like event itself. So we have been to a couple of like big corporations to participate in their employee health day. So namely like Standard Chartered Employee Day itself, though they do have a booth that in the lobby itself. So they will make sure that every employees of them, they will be able to like redeem a healthy juice on the day itself. We do actually drop by to the event streaks participating in their employee days as well by setting up a booth in their pantries itself, offering a juice, that kind of like arrangement with them. We also do sign up with them in a monthly kind of like packages. It's actually a healthy day subscriptions that we have. So that's where that every week, then we will be actually delivering, different kind of like fruits or juices to them as an employee. So the employee actually are able to like, without stepping out, spending their own wallets itself, then they probably get healthy every day. So that is also part of the corporate responsibility that we have. And the response is actually like very well, so-called like received as well. From there, we, move out. Rather than just focusing on our kiosk business, physical business, in another way, we also have, our marketing partners, Michelle, to basically work together with us to go out and basically sign off more corporate that's coming, from that perspective also from different industry as well. Even today, developer also signing up with us to basically like offer a booth day or an event day over the weekend for their so-called like, you know, potential purchases as well.
Right. So these programs are very much so focused on appealing to corporate clients as opposed to kind of the wider consumer base that a lot of other companies would probably focus on.
Yep.
And also, I mean, I really love the idea of the fact that, you know, it makes health accessible. In a way,
exactly.
Right? To people who work in an office 9 to 5 and they don't do
exactly.
a lot of walking, they're very sedentary. So to be able to just walk like 5 steps and then grab something healthy and to be able to do that easily, I think is really interesting.
Yeah. And especially that, you know, things is actually happening in their pantry itself. So if you talk about the so-called like the business margin that we have in a corporate event, right, probably it will not be like as high as what we actually have in a physical kiosk. Usually they will come and sign up with you like with a lower kind of like costing and all this stuff. But then it's the satisfactions that we have as the so-called like healthy provider that, you know, everyone that come to us, when they actually receive a juice itself, right, then they will be, you know, have basically the way that how they pay back to you is that they give you a smile. They give you a smile that's basically that make us like satisfied from where we are and also keep us motivated to actually move further from there. And especially that, you know, when we usually like, you know, receive the pictures that they'll be like, you know, standing together with you and take a selfie of that. And, you know, the smile that they have is just like, you know, amazing for us.
The fact that you guys get so much satisfaction out of that is really great. Let's kind of move a little bit backwards on the supply chain here and talk about, you know, the your suppliers, right? So from where do you guys source your ingredients?
Okay, we getting the avocado directly from the Australia, but via the distributor. Then this is our consider, because avocado is getting popular and then the demand is getting higher and higher as well, the pricing as well, because of the currency conversions and everything. Then also, we need to control the quality as well. Then we don't use other country except Australia. Then unless the end season, then we will try to get alternative from New Zealand or Mexico. Yeah.
Right, but mainly you kind of stay within a certain kind of group of places and then otherwise you source locally. Is that right?
Yep.
Right. A lot of local food and beverage entrepreneurs, some of them might kind of assume, I think a lot of consumers assume that something is imported and that makes it better. And I think it's really important to, you know, for a lot of local food and beverage companies to support local suppliers, because there's definitely a kind of idea, right, that like, oh, because it's from here, like maybe it's not as good of a quality product. And you know, to be able to say that you mainly source from here, I think speaks a lot about the fact that, you know, we do have quality products here in Malaysia as well.
We do. I think you pointed out correctly. I think our focus, like as we mentioned earlier, is avocado, and we focus a lot on that. And Gary pointed out correctly that we actually source it overseas. But locally, we do source quite a fair bit of ingredients as well. Say, for example, pineapples. It is the pineapples that we grow here in Malaysia is much better in quality compared to anywhere else in the world. So which is why we source locally for those kind of ingredients.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of moving on from that, from what it sounds like, Juice Lab has been doing quite well and has been, you know, has had a lot of successes. But of course, with any kind of entrepreneurial endeavor, there are going to be some challenges. So can you share with us a few challenges that Juice Lab has faced over its operational time?
Right. I think we have had a couple of challenges over the past year or so. Some of the major ones are probably cause of the ingredients of our products. Australia being one of our major supplier for avocados, because of currency, because of demand, the price has actually increased significantly from when we first started. So that by itself is actually a huge challenge for us to actually maintain our price point, yet maintain the quality of our products and services. So that's number one. The other ones are actually around location. So Stefan mentioned earlier about our strategy to carve a niche for ourselves. So the niche that we have is actually looking at locations where we don't actually have a lot of competitors in terms of juice operators. And that is actually plateauing, right? There's only so many locations that we can actually find with the crowd that we want and it being strategic to us. So right now, we are having challenges in expanding rapidly. We are slowly slowing down. But at the same time, we're also looking at other alternatives too.
Right, I see. Yeah, I think definitely with the first challenge, you know, it can't be easy to have to be able to balance making your customers happy, to not hike up the prices and then people be like, oh, why is the juice suddenly so expensive? But also, you know, satisfying, you know, that the fact that your suppliers need to charge you more because the demand is so high. And as for the second one, you know, there is, as we've kind of discussed before, the market is already so oversaturated. So that's true. There are only so many places that you can go that don't already have something like that. And especially because your demographic is so targeted. You know, it's targeted towards people who want healthy, quick things to be more accessible. And while that is, you know, in theory a huge market, it's very difficult to find entire places where the demographic is all of that, right? So, you know, hopefully as you guys progress in the future, you can continue to expand, maybe not at the same rate, but, you know, still be able to find places where you can kind of slot in. And speaking of that, as we come towards wrapping up this time, what are your future plans? Do you guys have plans to expand maybe to other countries, other states, or, you know, what is in Juice Lab's future?
Well, I think that while overseas, yes, it's one of the future plans for a lot of like F&B players, I would say. It's also one part of ourselves as well. But it's just that we won't be like really like going into that, you know, in an immediate kind of like, so-called like planning. So probably we can put that into like 24 month kind of like period of planning, because today it's like overseas, yes, is really a good market for us to actually go into that. But not to forget that, you know, our quality focus, our effort that, you know, we want to focus on more on delivering the corporate programs to our local players, local clients as well. So yes, the answer is overseas expansions, we are looking at it. We have a couple of so-called like requests and inquiries coming from Thailand and also Singapore as well. Especially like we also like engaging in quite a number of like conversation. We have an investor from Singapore. But again, I think at the end of the day, it comes back to the business model that we have, that we want to focus locally, just to make sure that, we are able to stabilize the entire central of our operations before we actually move out from there. Yeah.
Okay, great. That's about all the time we have. Thank you so much to Gary Low, Stephen Lim, and Andrew Liu for sharing the Juice Lab story with us.
Thank you, Christine.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, if you're looking for Juice Lab, you know where to find them. I'm Christine Wong, and you're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.